This is Newsmakers from Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm Maureen McCollum. According to the National Alliance on Mental Health, in Wisconsin, 188,000 adults and 60,000 children live with a serious mental illness. While most communities are dealing with similar illnesses, each one still deals with unique challenges. I recently talked with Lacey Anthony, who's the director of mental health services at Mayo Clinic Health System in La Crosse. She talks about some of the mental health issues prevalent in the area.
I think what we're seeing a lot more in La Crosse County is sort of the co-occurring disorders, where you have a lot of people that have depression and anxiety mixed in with chemical dependency, so alcohol and drug use.
Does that sort of ebb and flow with the times? With a bad economy, you can see people who, you know, are a little more stressed out about things.
I would say that it does ebb and flow. I think that a lot of times people do struggle more with mental health issues when the economy is bad, if they've lost their job or, you know, they can't find a job that pays them more money, especially if they have families and things of that nature. So I think it does kind of ebb and flow a bit, but there is consistently still always a need out there for mental health services and chemical dependency services, too.
And for people who are suffering from these issues or dealing with these issues, are there the services available to be taken care of? And are as many people going to get help that should be getting help?
There definitely are services available. And I think that one of the things that is making it more accessible for people is that we're trying to be more present in not only just outpatient facilities, but also in family practice clinics. So people can go to their family practice docs and get a referral to see a counselor that's right there in that same clinic, which makes it a little bit more easy for them to access that care and kind of reduces the stigma around it as well.
And I want to talk more about the stigma, too. Do you see that it's going down within the community?
Yeah, I think it's definitely better. And I think because there's been a lot of education around depression and anxiety, and I think because we're looking at it as, you know, a disease and not just something other than that, that it's just something that happens to people and you take care of it just like you would take care of any other disease. So I think it is reducing. However, you know, there still is kind of that stigma out there, and it does at times make people a little bit hesitant to ask for help. But I think it's definitely getting better.
And as far as the chemical dependency goes, are you seeing, I mean, we hear about like the increased use of heroin in the La Crosse area. Are you seeing more people be dependent on chemicals and drugs and alcohol?
I definitely think there's an increase of what we're seeing of people being dependent on opiate drugs like heroin, and a lot of an increase on prescription drug abuse as well. So I think that you definitely see a lot more of that piece of it. But I think that chemical dependency is, you know, it's always kind of prevalent, especially in this kind of area, just because of there's a tradition around drinking and socializing and things like that. So you see it here, but there's definitely an increase in some of those prescription drug uses and heroin.
So is there anything more that the community can do to become more mentally healthy?
I think recognizing it as, you know, something that anybody can be affected by, reaching out to people and saying, hey, you know, I know that you're struggling with this, but there is help, and is there something I can do for that? And I think we need to put an emphasis on making it just part of an everyday kind of taking care of yourself. You know, you go to your doctor for a regular checkup, you should go to your doctor for a regular mental health screening or chemical dependency screening too, and just making those kinds of things just part of what we do to take care of ourselves.
Lacey Anthony is the Director of Mental Health Services at Mayo Clinic Health System in La Crosse. You're listening to Newsmakers. From Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse, I'm Maureen McCollum. Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker recently announced that he wants about $29 million from the state budget to go towards mental health services. The move has been praised by healthcare workers, hospitals, and organizations across Wisconsin. Joining me today to talk about what the funding and attention could mean for the La Crosse area is Jason Witt. He's the La Crosse County Human Services Director. Jason, thank you for joining me today.
Very glad to be here. Thank you.
So when you first heard that Governor Walker wanted to put $29 million across the state into mental health services, what was your reaction, not only from you, but also from the staff that you work with?
Well, first of all, very excited. Our staff work on the front line and have seen the need and the growing need in terms of mental health over the last decade or so. So we definitely knew the need were there, and just we're very excited to find out more about the specifics of where that funding is going. And in terms of what the governor ended up and did release, although there's some details where we're interested in finding out, I think we have some of those more specifics in terms of what programs this funding's going for.
The $29 million will will be split up in different amounts mm-hmm. between six different areas. I mean, is $29 million, is that a good amount of money to go towards mental health services?
It's always hard to tell how much of an investment is an enough investment. But I guess what we can say is the $29 million that the governor has in his budget and how that is targeted certainly will have an impact and a very positive impact here in the La Crosse community.
I want to break down the six different areas that he and his staff want to put money towards. And one of the first areas is this. There's $10.2 million that'll go towards comprehensive community service. And essentially that is expanding community-based care for people with severe mental illness. What exactly is community-based care, and how does that work in the La Crosse community currently?
And actually, the comprehensive community services and the funding there is the allocations. It's first of all, one of the two highest amount mm-hmm. of recipients of the funding under the governor's budget, but it really is the one that we're most excited about here in the community. What comprehensive community services, or it's also called CCS, is, it's a program for children and adults that, because of their mental health condition, are really struggling to be able to make it in the community. Kids may be struggling to be successful in school because of the mental illness interfering with that. Or if you're an adult, you may just not be able to keep your finances up to be able to keep living independently. Might have problems just how do you figure out and navigate public transportation or transportation services. Simple things like just being able to maintain hygiene as well. What CCS is, it's really designed to give those individuals the supports and skills to live successfully in the community, and keeping those individuals being able to live with dignity, live fulfilling lives, and not be in institutional placements or hospitalization placements. And what that does, it's a true community-based service in that it goes beyond traditional office-based based therapy and providing services. These services are provided after hours, during weekends, right at the recipient's place of work or at other settings. And it's really focused on skill building. For example, what skills or social skills do you need to be able to keep a job? It may be a person going out and shadowing to make sure we can catch the right bus line and being able to get to work, to really help those individuals be as successful as possible.
With extra funding possibly coming towards La Crosse County for something like this, how do you see that program expanding or improving in the area?
Well, I mean, this is really good news for the community. And what this means in terms of the funding, that we know probably very quickly, depending on when the funding is released, we could potentially serve about 60 additional kids in the program, in 15 adults, because those are the numbers right now. In total, the program's currently serving about 100 adults in 50 kids, but we know there's more of a need out there, and the problem is that we're at capacity for those programs. Those additional 50 kids and 16 adults are individuals we've been in contact with on the kids' end. We've actually have to screen them for the service, so we know they're eligible, could benefit from the service, but the problem is we don't have the funding for the service. And how that works is if someone is eligible for the service and there's a functional screen that these individuals go through to make sure that they qualify, and it's basically based on do they have a functional impairment in terms of mental health that qualifies them. For those who are eligible, we're able to draw down a 60% federal match for those services. The problem is we don't have the local match in terms of with the tax levy caps and the strain in our funding. What the governor's bill appears to do is that the state would provide the other 40% match for this service. So the funding would be there, the 60% federal and the 40% from the state. And what's exciting about that, depending on the limitations of the service and if it's a sum sufficient allocation, that we would be able to serve as many people that become eligible for the service.
And are these county-run programs, or is this to the different private organizations in town that also work with people with severe mental illnesses?
The county is the administrator of the dollars and in the service, but with regards to this service, and I think mental health funding in general, It's really a community collaborative effort, and there's a lot of players involved. There are county social workers involved in terms of doing the functional assessments and developing a case plan. But we contract with many different agencies, and there are many different partners in terms of providing the actual skill building. We contract with the Catholic Charities, Independent Living Resources, Lutheran Social Services, My Innovative Services. So there's a whole host of partners that we have here in the community. And I think that's what's important to understand about any increase or use of mental health funding. It's one part of it for the funding to be there. But to be effective, it's how your whole system in your community is used to make sure in individuals that are in need are identified and matched to the right service. And that's really a community effort. And I think that's where, too, we're very well positioned here in the La Crosse County community to make very good use of this additional resource.
And the largest chunk of money from this initiative is going towards additional treatment units at Mendota Health Institute. And a couple weeks ago on this program, we talked with Sheriff Helgeson about, you know, mental illness and, you know, working with people at the jails. And, you know, he said that in the past, people were able to go to Mendota, whereas now Mendota has been filled and often people with severe mental illnesses are in the jails here. I don't know if you've talked to Sheriff Helgeson or if you have any thoughts on, you know, this increased funding at Mendota and what that could mean for La Crosse.
Well, that's an example, too, and I think what's smart about this initiative, it hits different stages or aspects of the mental health system, from community-based care like CCS, but also making improvements in the more institutional-based care like at the state mental health institutes, which will mean a lot to the criminal justice system in making mental health services available and really having a better quality of services there.
And another initiative is $1.3 million will go towards developing peer-run respite centers, and that deals with anything from peer support to hotlines to establishing wellness activities. Is this anything that La Crosse County currently, I mean, do we have any programs like this? And do you have any sense of what this could mean for La Crosse County?
Very anxious to find out some of the more details on this, but peer supports and having peer those who have been through the cycle and have struggled with mental illness, helping others has been something that's been an emerging best practice that you get very good results from. And we've had an increasing use of peer supports throughout the system. I think the RAVE Center here in La Crosse County would be an example of the utilization of peer supports.
I'm wondering if you can talk about that a little more for people not familiar with RAVE.
Okay. RAVE Center is a location that's here in La Crosse that provides a place to go for people struggling with mental illness, but also is a linkage point as well where individuals can receive peer supports or find out what other supports are available.
You know, you hear a lot about peer support when it comes to addiction, people struggling with alcoholism, maybe drug abuse. Maybe some of this money would go towards kind of improving those programs. I mean, like you said, I guess we'll see.
We'll see what that means, buddy. But also, it's a smart approach. It's another part of the system that can be very, very effective. And it's good, again, that dollars are being spread out to different parts of the system.
You're listening to Newsmakers from Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm Maureen McCollum. My guest today is Jason Witt. He's La Crosse County's Human Services Director. We're talking about mental health services in the area. One thing that I found interesting was that three of these initiatives, two of them specifically, are really aimed at helping children who are struggling with mental illness. For example, the governor wants to establish an Office of Children's Mental Health, which is something new. What's your thoughts on that?
I think that's overdue, and I think that's a great part of this this initiative. We know, and we don't have a lot of data on that currently, but anecdotally in terms of the work and partnerships we have with the schools and just what we're seeing in terms of children entering the Child Protective Services system and juvenile justice system, it seems that there certainly is a growing need for whatever reason at a younger age and more severe in terms of children's mental illness. And I think the adult system is really more well-developed at this point in terms of having all stages of kind of in a service system in place and a focus there, where it's been lacking for some time, and a real need to coordinate services better when it comes to children and youth. So I think that this Office of Children's Mental Health will better position the state and county and non-private partnerships to be able to develop strategies to develop a more effective system for serving children and youth.
And with putting a system like this in place, when you look down the line 10, 20 years, and the state and counties and healthcare workers are almost tackling this at an early age, what difference do you think it'll make years down the line for not only the children but the community at large too?
We hope that it's going to result in a system that's more easy to navigate, that if you're a parent or if you're a school teacher that really sees a need, you're be able to find what access point. We're able to have better screening early on if you're able to identify children that you think may have a mental illness, that it can be more uniform and consistent screenings. And then once those issues are identified, you're able to have easier access to the system to provide supports for you. So hopefully it'll mean a more coordinated system that does a better job identifying mental health issues early on in children. All the research points to those struggling with mental illness can have very successful and productive lives, but treating conditions early is where you have the best result there. And the hope would be that this will result in a more coordinated system that's focused more on early intervention.
There's also $524,000 going towards in-home counseling for children and, as you said, earlier interventions. Mm-hmm. Does La Crosse County offer in-home counseling currently?
There is some in-home counseling that is offered, but this is a real gap area. And in-home counseling is a very important piece of that early intervention intervention system. Often you have children that are struggling with issues, but you have parents that are holding down jobs and trying to make long hours work as well. Transportation to services becomes difficult. Beyond the fact that the research tends to point to counseling just being more effective in an in-home environment, we can draw on other family members and supports. But currently, the rules around Medicaid, in terms of if a nonprofit agency wanted to provide this service or the county wanted to contract for this service, makes it very difficult, and it's really a high bar to reach to be able to receive Medicaid reimbursement and being able to have in-home counselors being able to go into the homes. We're looking forward to more of the details of this, but what this appears to do is make that an easier process to draw down Medicaid dollars for in-home counseling. And again, a very important piece of that early intervention.
You mentioned that it can be more effective to have some of these counseling sessions in the home. Mm-hmm. Why is that? Is it just more comfortable environment?
It's a more comfortable environment. It's more likely that the appointment will happen because transportation isn't necessary on the account of the families. But also to do effective counseling, it's important to understand the home environment that the individual is dealing with, and there's nothing like seeing that home environment to getting a really real understanding in terms of perhaps the struggles the struggles there, but what assets and supports can be drawn in as well.
The final piece of this mental health funding initiative is $3.8 million will be going towards expanding coordinated service teams for juveniles. And what this appears to be is juveniles who may be between families, maybe in and out of the justice system, juveniles in special education systems. What's your thoughts on money going towards this?
Coordinated service teams are a very good approach. We have currently just a very small amount of dollars that we receive in La Crosse County, about $78,000 for coordinated services teams. That is targeted more at juveniles that are not only finding themselves perhaps in the juvenile justice system, but are also struggling with the mental health issue. And the approach of coordinated services teams is really wrapping services around that youth, whether it's tapping the family supports that you're also sitting down with the school personnel that are involved to try to work out the most effective intervention possible. So again, I mean, it's a smart investment in terms of its in investing in community-based wraparound supports, targeting a little different segment here in terms of what we're seeing as the unmet need with juveniles with mental health issues. In terms of how that funding is going to be available, looking forward to seeing the detail on that, but also also a smart place to invest.
So is it just one person who kind of makes sure that, you know, all the pieces are in place in the puzzle and making sure that that young person is getting everything they need?
Yep, and that's the coordinated aspect to that.
So one final part of this state focus on mental health services is Speaker Robin Voss announced that he's going to establish a bipartisan task force on mental health. So essentially this committee is going to be charged with recommending improvements regarding mental illness in the prison population, looking at the links between mental illness and substance abuse, reducing the stigma of mental health, and improving coordination, as we talked about. In our area, Representative Chris Dano of Trempealeau is going to be on that task force. Are politicians the right people to tackle issues like this? I believe they're going to be traveling the state, so maybe seeking input from people like you.
I think it's wonderful in terms of our policymakers becoming more educated and wanting to find out more in terms of what our effective approaches and what's the need, what's the need in the communities. So I think the focus here in an area that's been overlooked, I think, for several years, now getting this focus is certainly a very positive thing in many respects. And just what this does in terms of taking away some of the stigma of mental illness is very important as well.
With reducing that stigma, does that encourage more people to go get mental health help, mental illness help, and also, you know, working with families too?
We certainly hope so, and I think we're seeing more of that, that for whatever reason, and unfortunately there has been a stigma and perhaps an embarrassment around surrounding mental health issues in coming forward and getting help, but really these issues shouldn't be viewed any differently if someone was struggling with an illness that they had or perhaps another disease that they had. Mental health issues are really beyond an individual's control, and there is very effective treatment. So being able to be comfortable in coming forward and to get the treatment is very important. It's very important for the many individuals and families who are struggling with these issues, but it is also a smart public policy. And I think in the announcement of this, the governor talked a little bit about why this is a smart place to invest, that this focus and these dollars are overall going to reduce the number of what are expensive emergency hospital visits. There can be an overall lowering of the use of public services that happens when mental illness goes untreated for so long. But also for these individuals leading to more productive lives, you have more individuals that are able to enter the workforce and hold on to jobs. So there's a very good cost benefit in a public policy status from addressing these issues as well.
A lot of this talk around mental health kind of came in light of the recent mass shootings, and even Governor Scott Walker said this is one way to prevent further tragedies, to tackle mental health. And, you know, he also talks about wanting to break the social stigma. Are you surprised it took that to almost get these conversations rolling? I mean, are you happy they finally are?
It's a positive thing that mental health has come into to focus in terms of making the system work better. And it's not all about investing new dollars, but how do we make the dollars that we have work better? It's extremely fortunate that the tragedy of the magnitude that it had to be the catalyst to start these discussions. But I think what the governor pointed out as well, it's part of the public safety issue, but it goes so much beyond that. That really, even those diagnosed with a very severe mental illness, less than 1% really pose any danger. So it's a much bigger issue than the public safety issue. But it's important to note, as studies have said, between 10% and 15% of youth are struggling from some sort of mental health issue, but only 1/3 currently are able to access treatment. So this increases the access to that, but public safety is one of the many components that are improved from improving our mental health system.
So what more can the community do? You know, we're waiting for state money, but yeah. What can the community together do?
Well, and that's what's exciting. I think the La Crosse community is probably one of the best communities in the state to be able to take full advantage of an opportunity like this. But because there are very strong coalitions and already the community working together, a very strong and well-led mental health coalition. We have the Criminal Justice Management Council that's been looking at mental health issues as they relate to the criminal justice area, and just service providers at the table trying to collaborate more around the issue. The comprehensive community support services, ironically enough, La Crosse is one of only, I think, 20 or 30 counties that currently has a CCS program that really positioned itself to jump in early. So we already have the infrastructure in place where what the governor's bill will do will help counties that don't have that service yet get that service. But that the fact that we are more ahead in some of the infrastructure that we have in place, some of the community partnerships. We've got two great hospitals in the area that work very well with the broader community collaborating. I think it will take us as a community working together with those that we serve, and that's where NAMI is in a very important local organization, that we are a community that has those that we serve at the table for us designing services. I think progressing and keep doing more of that is what we'll need to do to make the best use of this new funding.
Jason Witt is La Crosse County's Human Services Director. We talked about the state of mental health services in La Crosse and how they could be affected by increased funding. Coming up next, we talk about the prospects of getting out of drought conditions and why Wisconsin is in the top 10 states in the nation for extreme weather with the National Weather Service. You're listening to Newsmakers from Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm Maureen McCollum. To hear this or other recent editions of Newsmakers, visit our website at wpr.org/lacrosse. We also welcome your comments and ideas. Simply follow the links on our archives page at wpr.org/lacrosse.